This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
We're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with a huge odds boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, you can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 50-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
That's working. Overtime.
Working a little overtime.
That'll suck some power. Overtime.
Maybe I'll just stay and work overtime.
Overtime again.
Working a little overtime.
OT, OT. Overtime live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys. Feeling good. Just had my potassium. Someone left a banana in the studio. Whoever's banana that was, thank you.
It was that was a primo.
Seems like a Charlie move.
A Charlie move?
Bring a banana. He was bringing his breakfast and probably had the banana as a snack for, I believe he's been doing Talk Sports as well.
Yeah.
And just got too into Talk Sports, forgot he had a banana today.
Possibly. That could happen. It looked like a good banana, though.
It was a very good
banana. I'm not going to lie to you.
It was one of the best bananas I've ever had. Perfectly. Like, the outside was a little misdirecting because it looked a little brown. And I was
that's usually a good banana.
Yeah, but I'm the type of guy like, one brown spot, I won't eat any of the banana.
Right.
Brown spots ruin it for me. So I was like, I'm going to undress her because regardless, I'm going to throw this banana away.
Right.
You know what I mean? I didn't think you wanted the banana.
You thought it was contaminated.
Well, yeah, and so I was like, I'm going to undress her, see what this banana looks like.
Take a peek.
One of the prettier bananas I've ever seen.
Good looking.
And I ate the whole thing.
You know, she was a looker.
So no cramps today.
Of a nanner.
Usually, yeah.
Nanner? Usually, I hardly know her.
Why we have such long breaks sometimes is I get cramps every now and then.
Yeah. You got water, pickle juice, mustard, bananas. We're ready to go
today.
Good. No cramps. You know, normally it was like whenever you wear the shock collar. You just stand up out of nowhere. Both legs cramp up.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Doing
it's
because
you're
today?
So, you know, you live such an active lifestyle. You don't get enough of your nutrients throughout your day. It's hard to replenish.
You doing all right today?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. It's Friday, you know?
Yeah. It's strap in, folks. It's a Friday show.
It's a Friday show. You're lucky we're here.
Yeah, I didn't go to work this morning. Yeah. I don't feel well.
Will feels bad.
It's the sinuses. It's the Michael Scott vasectomy weather where it's just snip, snap, yeah. Snip, snap.
Well, no, it's mostly just been cold the last couple days. It is frigid.
Yeah, but with the moisture and then the no moisture,
sure,
dry
yeah.
air, wet air.
Yeah, it's been below freezing now for like 2 days.
Cold humidity is the worst type of humidity.
Yeah, it's rough on
and
you.
And then it gets all dry.
And then you go inside and you heat up and then everything. Yeah, it's you know, the body...
But I couldn't stand for 8 hours. I can sit for two. You know
sure,
what I mean?
I
did that all day, just kind of hung out. So I'm ready to go. But it is it's not a flu game. I don't want to put those vibes out there. I'm not contagious.
No.
It's a sinus infection game.
Okay. I think those are still
SIG,
infectious.
SIG, baby.
But,
they're not.
Well, it's in the name.
Yeah.
It's called the sinus infectious.
It's infectious, but it's not contagious.
God, I don't know, man. I don't know if you're a doctor.
If you want to come, if you drank some of my snot, yeah,
no.
You probably.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
You'd probably get a sinus infection.
I don't even like that imagery.
Exactly.
I think in pictures.
Yeah, but
I saw
like,
that.
I can't.
I don't need to know
I'd have
that.
To cough straight on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That does
and all
seem
the
like
way
something
from
I would
over
do.
There, we could get like one of those plexiglass things.
Yeah. Like a subway sneeze guard.
Like I'm a bank teller.
Yeah.
You know,
gives you a 911 button too.
Be cool, yeah. Just in case you get a little rowdy,
Will's being mean.
Call in some fellas; they drag you out of here, get you set straight. You know, be nice.
Would be nice. Would
to
be
just nice. At least have a little bit of a support system.
I'm glad you're doing okay, though.
Yeah, how are you doing, man?
Yeah, okay.
Still feeling. You're bad, right?
Yeah, no,
you feel bad. We covered a little bit of that.
Hasn't changed in the past
okay.
30 seconds.
Normally, you yell at me when I don't specifically ask you, so I do it out of a courtesy. And what do I get? You know. redundancy.
No, it was an okay day.
You didn't go to work, so that's like a even when you're sick.
I really want
not going to work is kind of cool.
I'm planning on a big purchase soon.
Right, I get
and
you.
So
I hear
now
you.
That has been.
I hear you.
It has been delayed because I took Monday off for my birthday.
Okay.
And in honor of
it's
Martin
gonna be
Luther
all right.
King, I don't work on Martin Luther King Day. No, it wasn't just because it was my
right.
birthday.
Took
it off for both purposes.
I hear you.
And then having to take off this day, it's two shifts I'm missing on a check.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta wait. I gotta wait to make my purchase.
It's all right. Your mental health. You know, you gotta watch your chickens. And
where did that come from? I'm just sick. I'm not.
And protect your mentals.
I'm not. What are you? Are you? I was no physically sick.
Yeah, but it's good to take a day off work too. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess.
You know.
I wish I went to work though.
God,
I had some good
nerd.
Jokes ready. I had some. Yeah, it's like school.
You work out material at work.
Yeah, that's
I guess,
actually
sure.
Most of my job is just like workshopping jokes or like writing something that I said funny
okay.
down. It's been very nice. I have a work notebook.
Yeah, day jobs are good at figuring out how to not do work.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, just try to pass the time. Everybody listening here, you've got a day job.
Yeah.
You know what that's like.
Yeah.
You know, you go to the bathroom 4 or 5 times a day. You know,
so I have,
and they're long too because you know your boss, you know, he's just like, oh, boss, my stomach is just tore up.
Yeah. No,
meanwhile, you're in there, AirPods in, watching Netflix.
No, that's not true.
It's not true.
I don't do that.
You a different streaming guide kind of guy, or are you just hanging out?
Oh, buddy, I'm streaming in the bathroom. If you know what I'm saying, hey.
Okay. Some people gotta go. Some don't. It's you know, it's important. The people who actually do gotta go. Or the reason that those that don't got to go get to go.
Yeah, no, I'm doing
so
you guys
both
a service. Because
you know?
I only have one kidney, so I pee more often than
right.
other human beings.
Right.
It's a blessing
yeah.
and a curse at the same time. Because you get the free aspect of like a bathroom break, but it's got to be a quick one because everyone knows it's just pee.
Yeah.
But then on top of that, I got IBS.
Sure, yeah.
So
you got the get out of jail free card
exactly,
whenever.
Exactly.
I hear you.
And so I can take 10-minute bathroom breaks and everyone's just like, yeah, no. Will, you feeling okay? Like it's great.
And,
it's great.
You know, it's that area.
I walk so you can run. I hope you know that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you know, the actual, you know, you laid the foundation. You know, and no one's going to call you out. No one ever.
No.
No one ever checks back. No one ever says, give me some proof. You know? Nobody needs that. So, yeah.
Every now and then my boss will make me take a picture of the log just
really?
For evidence.
What?
Just to make sure I pooped.
Yeah.
Maybe. Don't flush. I want to make sure you actually use the bathroom.
At that point, you got to just take it to them. You know, if you're asking for proof, I'll give it to you. It'll be in a little bag.
That would be very funny.
And I'll light it on fire.
If a boss was just like, no, you can't flush.
Flush. Let me go in there.
I want to make sure you're using the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be psychotic. I'm sure there's some law that prevents that. You get a bunch of money. And you get to throw your poop at your boss. So that's a win-win in
that
any
is,
situation.
That is a win-win.
Yeah.
That is a win-win. Did you do anything today? Doing anything this weekend? Anything?
I mean, NFL playoffs, that's happening. You know, I'm excited for those games. Not a whole lot, you know, active, like activities-wise. You know, I'm going to dabble in the sports.
Yeah. Not doing anything today?
Not today. I mean, no, not really. I've been kind of diving back into the old WWE again. I scooted
just
up a little.
By watching it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No, I'm not in it. You know, I'm not. No, I don't get to compete. It'd be pretty cool if I did.
That would be pretty
but,
cool.
Yeah. I would, you know. It's all right just watching it. I'm still trying to. I told you guys, they took the coach mode.
Who's you guys?
You and Bob.
Okay.
That's you guys.
Okay.
You're the guys.
I'm the only one here, so
yeah,
I'm confused.
I hear you.
I thought you had an intern you had made up in your own head.
No. Yeah, well, there's a,
you
a
and
cartoon.
Bojo, you know,
yeah.
Bob.
Yeah, Bojo Horseman's still here. Bob, he's only here till Wednesday.
We ought to let Bojo speak sometimes.
We do need to let Bojo talk every now and then.
Oh, you don't want to talk Bojo? Okay, that's fine.
He's a quiet guy. Yeah, keep your mic off. It's cool. No
so
worries.
Stupid.
Yeah, we're idiots. But yeah, they got rid of coach mode. In sports, you know,
yeah,
in
you
football
told
games.
Us this on
yeah,
air.
I've been trying to find something that you can't do it no more. It's been my main. I don't want to play a video game right now, you know. So I'm not into anything. I'm trying to just coach my team.
I gave up video games.
Yeah, I've almost all but.
I've sold my Xbox. Actually, I take that back. I didn't sell my Xbox. I uninstalled everything. I just watched like Netflix on it.
Okay.
Watched I Love You, Man today. It's pretty.
Is that pretty good?
Pretty funny movie.
Is that Kevin James?
Nope. Any other guesses?
Owen Wilson?
No.
What? I thought one of those was in that movie.
No, it's neither of them.
I Love You, Man.
I Love You, Man. Pretty good cast.
I mean, it's funny people.
It's not.
It's not funny people.
Oh no, they are funny people. It was Paul Rudd, Jason Segel, Rashida Jones, John Favreau.
Jason who?
Segel.
Okay.
How I Met Your Mother. Big tall guy.
Okay. Yeah. 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 I know who that is.
What's the Forgetting Sarah Marshall? That's a good movie.
Yeah.
I Love You, Man. Though. Pretty.
Okay.
Pretty funny.
All right.
Very. I think it came out in like 08 or something like that.
Yeah. I remember when it came out.
I don't remember exactly when it came out, but like very. You can tell when it came out. I'm going to look that up.
Okay. Well, I mean, I remember that movie, like seeing the trailers for it and not watching it because I thought it was silly. I was like 10 years old, though. So I wasn't really, you know, prime demographic for.
Till the nine, yeah. For the movies of that era. Much, it's a very 2009 movie.
Yeah.
A lot of bromigo jokes type things.
Okay.
But it was pretty funny, pretty interestingly
it's
written.
It's an all right movie, yeah.
It was pretty good.
It's good. Glad you liked it.
I did.
That rocks, man. I'm still watching Game of Thrones.
Nice.
Not a lot going on in my life right now.
You want to hit a break?
God, get me out of here.
I got to blow my nose.
Yeah. Sicky. What?
Sounds like a slur.
Well, I mean, look at it how you want, you know?
I got the suds,
it's just not offensive.
Yeah.
You got the suds, so it's fine. Yeah, we'll put corks in you, clog you up.
It's almost what a mask is, honestly.
You think so?
Not to get political or anything.
Not to get political.
But the government's corking us up.
Okay.
Keep your corks away from my kids, that's what I say. We'll talk about another very corks. Funny school board meeting mishap that happened. Mom of the Week candidate, I believe. We'll be right back. Overtime. Hour one rolling right along live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. As always, like I said, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys. Mom of the Week nominee here. Go ahead and just get straight into her. Or straight into the story about her, I guess.
Yes.
I'm out of context.
Yep, just keep rolling.
Quote, I will bring every single gun loaded and ready to... I'll see you all on Monday, as she exits the school board meeting.
She didn't finish the sentence?
Apparently threatening violence. Well, her time was up.
Her time was up. She had to yield the floor. It's a respectful thing to do.
I did watch the whole video, and it was... It made me laugh, like, because I don't think she... Think
she's bluffing?
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll.
I don't know. People are crazy.
They did say they're gonna have some police presence. Like they're gonna take some action. So I'm not too worried.
Have your own guns
about everything. But it was very funny. The first like 2 minutes of her speech that she knows she only has 3 minutes because she starts her speech by going, usually, I like to come with a prepared statement because I like to sound educated, but today it's different.
And today I want to sound stupid.
And it made me laugh. I was like, oh, okay, cool. We're getting stupid, Mom. Today. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm going to go stupid. I'm going to get dumb on you people. Okay?
And then she proceeds to talk about how last time she was there, she felt very rudely interrupted by the 3-minute protocol, and then goes on a 2-minute rant about the 3-minute protocol before then she goes, oh, and I don't think we need a mask mandate. Like, she talked about the 3-minute protocol more than the mask mandate and forgot that she only had 3 minutes of time.
And then she was like, uh-oh, but really, really, you know, dilly-dally at the beginning. I got to really wow him at the end.
But I have the same problem. Like, I can't falter on that. We do that all the time here, I feel like. But also, I relate to this woman in a way because she said at the beginning of her speech, when she's talking about not having anything prepared, you know what I mean? She says, when I go off the cuff, sometimes I get aggressive. So she warned
okay.
him. She
yeah.
warned him. She was like, hey, listen, I'm freestyling right now. You know what
you
I mean?
You let this dog off the cage or off the leash. You know, one of those things.
I think she said something along the lines of, like, I don't mean anything I say or I don't know how to say things. Like, she just could. I don't understand what her point of not bringing a speech was, but it was very,
she
very
wanted
funny.
You to know off the dome right here, okay? I'm freestyling right here in front of the whole school board. Hit him with a diss track. And then said, I will bring...
Every gun?
All of them.
Every single
Everyone.
One of them. I won't forget one of them.
They're all coming. They're getting, they're being brought to a place where they aren't allowed legally.
Yeah.
On the premise, the property.
Nope, nowhere close.
The square block that the whole, you know, encompasses the entire area. You can't have a gun on there.
Nope.
Here's what I'm going to do Monday morning. You know that law? I'm breaking it. I'm going to break it. And I'm going to let you know that I'm going to break it so that you have a bunch of people there to wait for me. So that they can arrest me.
Police department said from the desk of the chief of police, in regard to the comments made by a parent at the Page County School Board meeting on January 20th, 2022, Luray Police Department takes all threats seriously. However, they must meet Virginia state code and the parameters that are set forth and must be in violation of state code. They are actively investigating this incident. The statement was made was absolutely caused public alarm. The parent that made the statement realized that and immediately contacted law enforcement to apologize.
She called the cops on herself and was like, okay, I got a little out of hand.
Listen, I told them when I get off the cuff, I get aggressive. They knew it. I got aggressive because I was off the cuff.
Does that make it legal? I warned them. I do appreciate, you know, hey, you walk out, you get in the car, you're like, they're not going to like that. They are not going to be very happy. And you call, you're like, hey, just so you know, you're going to get a call, okay?
The statement was not intended the way it was perceived. The safety of the students and the school staff as our number one priority.
I don't think the perception was the problem.
We are working diligently with Page County School Board to ensure proper measures have been put in place for their safety. The agency also reached out to state and federal law enforcement agencies regarding this incident. We have been in contact with the parent who made this statement. She is cooperating with law enforcement. The incident is still under investigation. No arrests have been made.
Go ahead. I'm not a certified detective, but I think the threat is a crime. Yeah. I think the threat is a crime.
But she called.
She called.
She got the direct line.
She called.
It's very funny to me that to think that like she's like the type of lady who calls the police on everybody, so she just has a direct line.
Yeah, she went to her recent calls.
Yeah.
It was 3 days ago. She clicked that. It rung. It started ringing instantly. Huh. That conversation had to be a little awkward. You know? Ring, ring, ring. Hello? Blank, blank, police department. Hi. I just told the school board that I was going to go down to the school on Monday with a bunch of loaded guns. How in trouble am I? All right, be straight with me, officer. What can you do for me?
She left out every possibility for an alibi with those. Because she could have meant any. Nah, they're going to be loaded. They're going to be ready. They're going to be guns.
Guns.
Monday.
Guns.
Start school.
Did I make it clear enough that they're guns? And I'm bringing them to the school. You could have been so much more vague. You know?
Yeah, she could have just stopped with, I'll see you Monday. You know what I mean?
Right.
If she would have just said, I'll see you Monday. No one would have known.
It's like, great, now we got to deal with this crazy lady 2 days. And, you know? That's enough of a threat in and of itself, and it's not a crime.
Let's see if I can find any other stories about moms real quick.
I hope she doesn't show up on Monday with guns. You know? Be real dumb.
Yeah, that would be dumb.
She's just going to jail. What's wild to me is how she thinks it's more dangerous for the masks than for her to bring loaded firearms. You know, that's the safer option. It's pretty funny to me.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of masks, the kids should be wearing bulletproof vests. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I think. And carrying loaded handguns.
There's nothing else. Mom sues Instagram and Snapchat after... never mind.
Yep.
Her daughter.
No.
Committed suicide.
Okay.
There's no good stories whenever you just try to find things.
No. You can't just read headlines.
Here's a good one.
Willy-nilly. You found something good?
Meet the moms.
I have a story also.
Who gather in a field to scream.
They scream? What are they screaming for? Is it a good scream? Or
got to
sometimes
scream,
you gotta scream
a little bit.
Okay.
That's what the article says here.
I can respect that. You've not seen Midsommar, have you?
No, what?
It has to do with
a horror movie.
It has to do with screaming though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unified screaming in unison.
You know, when I hear the word scream and then I think of horror movies, I usually think of the horror movie Scream, not Midsommar.
Well, see, no, but
I think Scream has a lot to do with Scream.
Here's the thing. You've described Midsommar with this article so far.
Out in a field. I already clicked out of it.
Out in a field, screaming, togetherness. They're women.
What are you saying?
That happens in the movie. You described a scene in the movie, is what I'm saying. It happens in the movie.
Okay.
And it's not, you've not seen the movie, so I'm not going to spoil it.
You didn't describe a lot, though. You just said they're women, they're in a field, they be screaming.
No, they go out together with the sole mission of we're all
women
just going to scream.
Women be loud, dog.
We're all just going to scream
usually
together.
Usually in a field.
That happens, yeah. It's like a sympathetic response, you know? One of those deals.
What was your story?
God, I hope I still have it.
Oh, Tucker.
What do you want from me? It's been like a day. Yeah, I got it. They're building a new film studio, set to be built in 2024. It's being put on, let's see, the company co-producing Tom Cruise's upcoming space movie. It's going to have a sports arena and a production studio, and it's going to be in space.
Okay.
So they're going to be hosting sporting events in lower orbit, concerts. They're going to be filming movies in zero gravity instead of having to just fake it. They'll make movies in space.
And this is an actual possibility?
No, it's apparently happening. It'll be built in space by 2024. Named the CSEE-1. The module is intended to host films, television, music, and sporting events, as well as...
What sport can be played in zero gravity?
New sports. Is what I'm thinking.
Tom Cruise is just going to invent
sports? I'm thinking new sports.
What's a good zero gravity?
We get slam ball, but you don't need the trampolines.
Yeah, I guess, but like you can barely control your water polo, but instead of water, it's just air polo.
Be cool.
That would be cool.
It would be sweet. Because
you can dunk people and stuff like that. UFC. Floating UFC. That'd be sick.
Yeah, I would like that.
Just two dudes floating.
You got to fight.
Yeah.
If you get a hold of them and you can get to their back, it's pretty much over with. You know, you get the rear naked choke or something like that. If you kick someone in zero gravity, we would learn a lot.
Archery
in zero gravity. Would that just be easier?
No, probably harder.
I feel like it just goes straight. There would be no effect on it even down.
I guess that's true.
You know, or it wouldn't even fall. It would just stay in a straight, you know, if you can aim.
Jousting.
Jousting? Okay, I'm in. It's safer. Yeah. You're not falling off a horse. How do you get the horses in space?
No, you don't need a horse.
Come on. It'd be kind of funny.
That would be very funny.
Yeah, you feel bad for the horse after a few
minutes. You
could
do any race. It's just swimming in air. Like,
right. Well,
it sounds like I'm thinking up a lot of sports.
Okay, and you're thinking I'm not?
No, I haven't heard one sport.
Zero gravity volleyball.
How would that work?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
You gave me jousting. What are they riding on? You know?
I don't know. Space creatures. Bro.
Space creatures.
Yeah, give me some aliens up in there.
Space creatures. You're right. It will be 2024, so we'll probably.
Is it going to be like the. Did you say there's going to be a worship center there?
No.
That seems like Tom Cruise. Like
no.
Something Tom Cruise would definitely need to
include.
Xenu,
they're trying to get in touch with him up there? Maybe. The facilities will enable development, production, recording, broadcasting, and live streaming.
This sounds like a trap where Tom Cruise is just going to try to get a bunch of famous people on there, and then it's just going to take off.
Right.
And Tom Cruise just has famous people trapped in space.
And he's actually on Earth, and he's the only famous person.
It's like, you know when you're like about to jump in a pool, and you're like, all right, I'll jump in with you, and then you're like, stand there, and then you fake, and you don't jump in.
Yeah, you get him in there.
Yeah, it's something Tom Cruise
You feel like a genius. They have a little a concept art, like drawn up of what this thing would look like. It kind of looks just like you took the Nintendo gun?
Mm-hmm.
Take that. And you know how PlayStation had the little motion controllers?
Sure.
Shove them together.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't look very big.
It's got to be pretty big, probably.
It'll probably be pretty big. I mean, if they're going to have a football stadium and they're going to play zero-G football, that'd be pretty cool. That's where they should play the national championship. True even field. No home field advantage. Not even home planet advantage.
Yeah.
I think that's how they should be. You have to wear, like, weight belts. Well, that wouldn't even work at zero gravity. Is that how did stuff fall?
No. I don't know.
I'm not a scientist.
Let's hit a break. Too much space talk for me.
You trying to get out of here? You don't like space?
I don't like space.
I think space football could be pretty cool.
Anything Tom Cruise does like that, I just am automatically... Just Tom Cruise...
Well, it's not Tom Cruise...
Sounds like it's Tom Cruise.
No, they're doing one of Tom Cruise's movies, but it's a different group.
What is it? The Tom Cruise group?
No, it's different. It's the Space Entertainment Enterprise.
Who's the founder?
Do you want me to find the founder?
Yeah, because I guarantee it's probably someone who knows or it is Tom Cruise. Space Entertainment.
They might know Tom Cruise because, you know, they're already producing one of his movies.
Space Entertainment Enterprise.
Something like that, yeah.
Founder.
Why do you have this big beef with Tom Cruise?
He just scares me.
Is it the tooth in the middle of the face?
Yeah, and just, like, I don't trust short people who are insanely handsome. Like, that's not okay. Fair. They all probably, right.
All right.
They just, like, they feel like they, if they were just a couple inches taller, they truly would be handsome.
Yeah. Right.
They, like, they're just kept down a peg, and, gotcha. And they always have a chip on their shoulder.
And they're always ready to fight.
Exactly.
For some reason.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
That's why you never fight, because you're so tall.
And
you're
handsome.
Such a lumbersome, mm-hmm. you know, huge guy.
I am a snack.
Yeah. That's what everybody says.
Like a
Slim like a Jim. Cheese puff.
Yeah. I think I'm the opposite. I think I'm more cheese stick.
Just
anything tall
stringy.
And skinny. Yeah, stringy. Yeah, that's a good way.
You're
a
beef jerky.
Yeah, I'm a Slim Jim.
You're a Slim Jim.
Slim.
Okay.
Yeah. Hit a quick break. We'll be right back. Yeah, no, this is not fun. OT. Overtime live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour one, final segment. Getting started live, like I said, from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, in here with you guys. Such a good song.
It's very good.
It's a banger. Tucker.
I was dancing in my seat, and now it makes a noise when I move, so it's tough. What? What were you saying?
Each win in the playoffs. You got some good matchups going on this weekend.
Yes.
You know how, like, football games, they usually, like, they mean something. Regular season, there's only 17, 18 of them, I guess, this
every
year.
Yeah, every game, any given Sunday.
Exactly. Like, they mean a good amount.
Yep.
But once you come to the playoffs,
oh.
Each win means that much more, and that's why. FanDuel Sportsbook, the number one sportsbook in America, is hooking new customers up with 30-1 odds for the divisional playoffs. Bet $5 to win $150 on any team to win any divisional playoff game. Been hearing a lot of things I'm liking, just keeping my ear to the ground of different takes, different things that people think, and I have been convinced by the masses. Give me the 49ers over the Packers.
Really?
Yeah.
Money outright?
Outright.
Win?
Outright. The Packers, dude.
You think they're done?
They're soft.
Huh.
I think that run game wears them down? I really do think George Kittle is going to go off. Juwan Jennings is going to go off. I think they just got some physical players, and I don't think the Packers are a physical team.
Home field advantage at Lambeau, it's real. It's cold.
Yeah, I know that would be my if I had $5 on 30-1 enhanced odds for any team in any divisional game. I think that's the team I would throw that $5 down on. You just got to sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook and make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. There's no better place to bet on the NFL than on America's number one sportsbook. It's simple and easy to use the app, and they have generous promotions every single day. It's safe and secure, and it has best-in-class customer service. And when you win, FanDuel gets you your winnings in as little as 2 hours. If you already have a FanDuel Sportsbook account, do not fear. FanDuel is hooking up all customers with $50 when you refer a friend, plus your friend will get $50 as well. Don't miss your chance to win $150 on a $5 bet when you use promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word, to pick your divisional playoff team before kickoff. You must be 21 or present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer. Market max bonus. $150 bonus for Tennessee user filled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call the TN red line number 1-800-889-9789. The reason I bring up the Packers and the 49ers game is there are two people who I think should be arrested on either team.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
On both?
Obviously, Bosa has gone viral for being at a children's high school.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it a high school, middle school?
It was a school.
School. There's kids around.
Kids.
People watching.
You can't do that.
And he leaked.
Exposed himself.
You can't do that. Should be arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie, I don't know his character name, but Charlie Day's character in Horrible Bosses, I believe, has a similar thing.
Okay.
Maybe it's Always Sunny. I get all of his, he just kind of plays the same
guy. That guy.
Yeah. But there's a bit they do where they talk about him having been on the list.
Yep.
Because
you get put on the list for that.
Playground. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if he's on the defensive player short list, he should be on the sex offender long list.
The evidence is glaring.
Very much so.
You know? I mean, it's right there. Proof is in the pudding.
Apparently after that, he pooped, too.
Squatted right there down in front of everybody. Put both middle fingers in the air. It was, it was a heinous
situation. Were there no bathrooms around? I just don't get people who like peeing outside. That makes no sense to me.
Given the right circumstance, a good outdoor urination.
Okay,
good for
children's
the,
school.
Not a good place.
Okay.
Wrong
place.
No, never done that. I don't know. Maybe when I was in elementary school, I think I might have snuck to the back of the playground a couple times.
Never would I.
Really?
No, peeing outside's stupid.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta go,
what
man.
What happens if a bug flies around? You know what I mean?
They don't. You know.
You never know.
Sometimes they do.
You never know.
So what?
There's another guy I want arrested too.
You want more people? You're trying to fill up our prisons more. Okay,
yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers.
What's he done?
A lot of things.
Nice guy.
Quite the opposite.
Jerk?
He dropped an F-bomb in an interview on the NFL Network with Kay Adams, and that says a lot about what kind of person he is. This wasn't after a game or an incident when emotions were running high. This was Rodgers doing whatever he wants, as usual. What a role model. That's what Don Brennan tweets out, and I agree with Don. What a role model indeed. Lock him up.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers has been a little loosey-goosey lately. With the morals, if we're being honest. Guy, certainly he's stopped caring about himself, about his friends, about his family. Long time ago,
I can't trust people who curse.
No, it's...
disgusting individuals who belong in prison.
Yeah, it's a sign of your worth, your value to society.
There's like
a
TikTok trend to like hold your hand up to your dog, and if your dog flinches, that means you hit it. And it's in like this is very similar of like if you curse when you're just hanging out, imagine the things you do when you're not just hanging out. You know what I mean? If you do this when people are looking, imagine what Aaron Rodgers does when he's not looking.
I don't even want to imagine. Awful stuff. Stuff that I don't want my kids seeing.
And speaking of people cursing into microphones, Penny Hardaway.
Woo, Penny. Penny, Penny, Penny. Not a good look.
No.
Not a good look, Penny.
No, this is another situation of, I guess he just doesn't remember who, what a head coach does for a basketball team.
Right.
Because he says, stop asking me stupid bleeping questions about if I feel I can do something. If I had my roster like they did, then I feel like I can do whatever I want to. Now, obviously injuries happen, but again, I just think he forgets that the head coach usually controls the roster.
Yep.
And at a college basketball team, this
does.
Is coming off, I believe, their loss to SMU, as all of the losses for the Memphis Tigers have been kind of running together. There was a little...
Yeah, Penny is he's down bad. I'll go ahead and say it. He's not having fun. As the head coach of Memphis.
No, how could you be?
No. And I don't think he really... It doesn't even seem like he wants to do it anymore. He's having a bad time.
They're also like right in the middle of pack for injuries.
Right, yeah. They're not horribly...
There's like a scatter plot. Tennessee is closer to the bottom. We have not been injured at all.
And the issue isn't...
Memphis, and they're just right at the middle.
They're not losing to great teams. And he's just saying, well, we're injured, you know. If we weren't... They're losing to teams that they should beat no matter how injured they are.
Yeah.
Murray State beat them. Who else beat
SMU,
them?
UCF.
Yeah, UCF. A bunch of schools that, sorry, dude. You're supposed to beat teams that are not as good as you, regardless. Like, you got players who are at Memphis, at a school that you try to claim.
They are.
You know, it's pretty prestigious.
9-8, they went on a 4-game losing streak, losing to Iowa
Bad
State,
teams.
Georgia, Mississippi, Ole Miss, that is, and Murray State, before beating Alabama and then canceling their game against Tennessee, to which then they lost after that to Tulane, went on a 3-game win streak over Wichita State, Tulsa, and Cincinnati, and then now are on a 3-game skid where they lost to UCF, ECU, and SMU.
Yeah, Penny doesn't care. I feel bad for those kids, having a coach that, just refuses to take any blame. Mm-hmm. Blames the kids. Blames their brittle bodies for being injured. I don't think it's right. It just cracks me up how guys who, like, yeah, part of the job is you answer questions.
Yeah.
Like, that's sort of it, yeah.
It's just, it's very, he's never, he's...
The reason for you having to answer questions is why you get paid so much.
I can't remember exactly what he said, but he said something about the fact that, like, if he had better guys on his team, they would be better at basketball. I was like, yeah, Penny.
If I had my team like they have theirs. If I had their guys, if I had their team, yeah, I'd win. My team sucks. That's pretty much what Penny, the kids,
yeah.
You know, the college kids. It's on you. You're messing up. You're bad. All that recruiting.
He's never taken a lick of blame, hardly ever.
No, not at all. Yeah, very unprofessional.
Very much so.
You know, he doesn't like to take blame, especially when his team plays poorly. It's kind of on you. You coach them.
Exactly.
You know, you're supposed to make them better. If they're not good, make them good. If you're a good basketball coach, simply make them better.
Trying to find something.
And stop throwing tantrums. He's been doing this for it's been getting slowly worse.
At the same time,
control yourself.
When you see Will Wade do it and it works and they're winning and we have a big game coming up against them this weekend, it's...
Will Wade sucks too.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree, but when you see coaches throwing tantrums and it's working for them, I mean, Eric Musselman, Nate Oates, both very...
I'm not even talking on court. I mean, I get hassling the refs.
Energetic,
sure.
Nearly violent personalities.
Yeah.
You see those types of guys.
You think Rick Barnes needs to... learn from the school of Bruce Arians? Is that what you're saying?
I want to watch Rick Barnes punch somebody in the face.
A little contact. The body craves it.
Have you not seen the video of him with punching gloves on?
Rick Barnes?
Have you not seen it? It's one of my favorite videos.
Has he got them hands?
I'll see if I can find it.
Moving them quick.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, yeah. I'd say he's, you know, they called him lightning gloves back in the day. You know? You barely saw him. They called him the blur.
I think I might have it. It's such a good... But, like, yeah. I mean, you got to... I got to see Rick Barnes get aggressive out there, start beating people up.
He's got some eyes, you know, and he'll yell at you, you know. He's got some faces that he gives guys.
Here it is.
Where it's like, oh, wow.
I'll send it to you. I found it.
You know, he gets after some fellas.
Yeah, he gets into the jerseys and stuff like that.
But you want to see, you know, some old school.
I
want to
see assault.
Okay. You want to be like, ooh, is he okay? And they are. You want him to be fine. Right?
Yeah.
A little roughed up?
A
little bit? Yeah, I mean, I liked the tweet that someone said a while back was either this team needs a party or they need a fist fight because the vibes are off.
I wouldn't mind either, yeah.
Something needs to the team needs to be pulled together in some way.
I sent you the video. It'll probably take a minute.
I think one of the guys who doesn't play a whole lot, one of these walk-ons, maybe you could steal a girlfriend from one of the starters.
Yeah, perhaps.
You know, then all the starters, they're going to beat you up. They're going to hit you a whole bunch. But that'll bring them closer. You're off the team.
But you know, that's what...
You're walk-on here. You're probably a fan. You grew up a fan of Tennessee. You know how this goes.
But did you see that Uros Plavzic will be starting on Saturday?
I did see that. Good for him. I mean, if Rick Barnes feels he's good enough to start, then... I almost just said I trust him. I don't. No. I don't really. Not at all. But
no. I'm not.
Maybe. I mean, but he's played all right.
Yeah, but I just...
Of late.
Yeah.
Maybe he's learning how to use his giant body.
Perhaps.
Brandon Hunley Hatfield looks a little...
He's also very stupid. And nothing against...
We don't have
Uros.
A ton of...
He just has no... He has no basketball IQ whatsoever.
Who at that position really does right now on our team?
No,
Folky's not even
but
really...
But at the same time, this is what, again, I'm not in the Rick Barnes camp of firing, but I understand. I understand where people are coming from.
You don't condone it.
Yeah, I understand, but I don't condone it. That's where I'm at right now with the Rick Barnes hot seat talk. But at the same time, almost every inkling of what's going or everything that's going wrong with this team is usually a sign of a poorly coached team.
Yeah,
it's not like we just don't have the guys. It's like these guys just aren't developed.
They're good.
They're not playing together. Like it's just all signs of like some poor coaching going on behind the scenes, and that's what makes me very, very nervous.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't feel like we are getting everything out of everybody.
No, we need to get more.
It's a sign for bad things coming.
We need more. Speaking of more overtime next. Don't go anywhere.